Yeah, and then of course, then the next question is, how do you find them? So what they are mutations in the ligand binding domain of the estrogen receptor. So they're a specific area of the gene. And what they do is they basically lock the estrogen receptor into an active conformation. And so if in the laboratory, if you take these mutated estrogen receptors, they still have their normal activation function, but even in the absence of estrogen. So essentially, this is an estrogen receptor that's on regardless of whether there's estrogen around. And of course, that's a problem because at least aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen work by blocking the estrogen, binding to the estrogen receptor in one way or another. And so if the estrogen receptor doesn't care about estrogen anymore, then that's going to make the cancer somewhat immune to the effects of these kinds of estrogen, anti-estrogen drugs.
And particularly those that try to take away the ligand.
Right. So you're right. So that's what tamoxifen and aromatase. So that's why there was hope, at least, that drugs that degrade the estrogen receptor, like fulvestrant, would still be active in patients who have a estrogen receptor mutation in their cancer. And that does appear to be the case. If you look, they've done some retrospective analyses of some of the randomized trials comparing aromatase inhibitors versus fulvestrant, and the effectiveness of the aromatase inhibitors definitely seems to be compromised if you have an estrogen receptor mutation, whereas fulvestrant still seems to be relatively active. So it does look like degrading the estrogen receptor is still at least moderately active, even in this presence of an ESR1 mutation.
So, and I guess if you have someone who hasn't gotten anything, if you knew they had a mutation, then I guess you would start with fulvestrant?
Yes, except here's the thing. These estrogen receptor mutations don't happen in primary cancers. They only seem to occur as a way of becoming resistant to an aromatase inhibitor. So if they, at least the larger data set so far would say that you don't find the estrogen receptor mutations in patients who haven't had an aromatase inhibitor.
So actually, as we were talking, I thought of a question I haven't asked anybody before, and I'm dying to know the answer because we worked a lot with your colleague, Jeff Oxnard, in lung cancer.
Yeah.
He's had a leading role in looking in lung cancer for mutations in the serum and the plasma assays.